by the child with the genital. The smaller front structure is the scrotum. In the dream, his father asks him what this is all for. That is, he asks him about the purpose and arrangement of the genitals. It is quite evident that this state of affairs should be turned around, and that he should be the questioner. As such, a questioning on the side of the father has never taken place in reality. We must conceive the dream thought as a wish, or take it conditionally as follows. If I had only asked my father for sexual enlightenment. The continuation of this thought we shall soon find in another place. The court in which the tin sheet is spread out is not to be conceived symbolically in the first instance, but originates from his father's place of business. For discretionary reasons, I have inserted the tin for another material in which the father deals, without, however, changing anything in the verbal expression of the dream. The dreamer had entered his father's business, and had taken a terrible dislike to the questionable practices upon which profit mainly depends. Hence the continuation of the above dream thought, if I had only asked him, would be, he would have deceived me just as he does his customers. For the pulling off, which serves to represent commercial dishonesty, the dreamer himself gives a second explanation, namely, onanism. This is not only entirely familiar to us, see above, but agrees very well with the fact that the secrecy of onanism is expressed by its opposite, why one can do it quite openly. It, moreover, agrees entirely with our expectations that the onanistic activity is again put off on the father, just as was the questioning in the first scene of the dream. The shaft he at once interprets as the vagina, by referring to the soft upholstering of the walls. That the act of coition in the vagina is described as going down, instead of in the usual way as going up, I have also found true in other instances. The details that at the end of the first shaft there is a longer platform and then a new shaft, he himself explains biographically. He had for some time consorted with women sexually, but had then given it up because of inhibitions, and now hopes to be able to take it up again with the aid of the treatment. The dream, however, becomes indistinct towards the end, and to the experienced interpreter it becomes evident that in the second scene of the dream the influence of another subject has begun to assert itself. In this, his father's business and his dishonest practices signify the first vagina represented as a shaft, so that one might think of a reference to the mother. 4. The male genital symbolized by persons, and the female by a landscape. Dream of a woman of the lower class, whose husband is a policeman, reported by B. Datner. Then someone broke into the house and anxiously called for a policeman, but he went with two tramps by mutual consent into a church, or chapel, vagina, to which led a great many stairs, symbol of coitus. Behind the church there was a mountain, Mons Veneris, on top of which a dense forest, Crinus pubis. The policeman was furnished with a helmet, a gorget, and a cloak. Demons in cloaks and capucines are, according to the explanation of a man versed in the subject, of a phallic nature. The two vagrants, who went along with the policeman quite peaceably, had tied to their loins sack-like aprons, the two halves of the scrotum. A road led from the church to the mountain. This road was overgrown on each side with grass and brushwood, which became thicker and thicker as it reached the height of the mountain, where it spread out into quite a forest. 5. A stairway dream, reported and interpreted by Otto Rank. For the following transparent pollution dream I am indebted to the same colleague who furnished us with a dental irritation dream. I am running down the stairway in the stairhouse after a little girl whom I wish to punish because she has done something to me. At the bottom of the stairs someone held the child for me. A grown-up woman? I grasp it, but do not know whether I have hit it, for I suddenly find myself in the middle of the stairway where I practice coitus with a child, in the air as it were. It is really no coitus, I only rub my genital on her external genital, and in doing this I see it very distinctly as I see her head, which is lying sideways. During the sexual act, I see hanging to the left and above me, also as if in the air, two small pictures, landscapes, representing a house on a green. On the smaller one my surname stood in the place where the painter's signature should be. It seemed to be intended for my birthday present. A small sign hung in front of the pictures to the effect that cheaper pictures could also be obtained. I then see myself very indistinctly lying in bed, just as I had seen myself at the foot of the stairs, and I am awakened by a feeling of dampness which came from the pollution. Interpretation. The dreamer had been in a bookstore on the evening of the day of the dream, where, while he was waiting, he examined some pictures which were exhibited, which represented motives similar to the dream pictures. He stepped nearer to a small picture which particularly took his fancy, in order to see the name of the artist, which, however, was quite unknown to him. Later in the same evening, in company, he heard about a Bohemian servant girl who boasted that her illegitimate child was made on the stairs. The dreamer inquired about the details of this unusual occurrence, and learned that the servant girl went with her lover to the home of her parents, where there was no opportunity for sexual relations, and that the excited man performed the act on the stairs. In witty allusion to the mischievous expression used about wine adulterers, the dreamer remarked, "The child really grew on the cellar steps." These experiences of the day, which are quite prominent in the dream content, were readily reproduced by the dreamer, but he just as readily reproduced an old fragment of infantile recollection which was also utilized by the dream. The stair house was the house in which he had spent the greatest part of his childhood, and in which he had first become acquainted with sexual problems. In this house he used, among other things, to slide down the banister astride, which caused him to become sexually excited. In the dream he also comes down the stairs very rapidly, so rapidly that, according to his own distinct assertions, he hardly touched the individual stairs, but rather flew, or slid down, as we used to say. Upon reference to this infantile experience, the beginning of the dream seems to represent the factor of sexual excitement. In the same house, and in the adjacent residence, the dreamer used to play pugnacious games with the neighboring children, in which he satisfied himself just as he did in the dream. If one recalls from Freud's investigation of sexual symbolism that in the dream stairs or climbing stairs almost regularly symbolizes coitus, the dream becomes clear. Its motive power, as well as its effect, as is shown by the pollution, is of a purely libidinous nature. Sexual excitement,